D-Weezy on the track, D-Weezy on the track. Baby boy the prince. Meantime, I'll cast my role. Extreme entertainment.
This is the way I live. Little boy still pushing big wheels. I stack my money, lay low and chill. Don't need to work hard, that's the way I feel. I feel like this is the way I live. Little boy still pushing big wheels. I stack my money, lay low and chill. Don't need to work hard, that's the way I feel. I feel
like it's got a stout smell to it.
I don't know what you're talking about. Your beer? You switching them stouts?
I mean, I do like stouts, but
I don't like them.
It's actually very delicious. Like, I don't
know. I
imagine it is.
Crown Royal Blackberry.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying the smell is very strong.
Oh, yeah.
Wait till you have the taste.
Of course, it's strong with this one.
It's very delicious. It goes down smooth.
Yeah.
I was told to not put it in the freezer. I'm not a Crown Royal drinker, okay?
Yeah,
this is not an advertisement for them because they don't give us anything. But I used to have the bags growing up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. Like my ma was a bartender. She managed a hotel bar for many, many moons.
Mm-hmm.
So I have Crown Royal bags, like keep your change in. I used to collect bottle caps as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, you always put the ball caps in a Crown Royal bag.
The Blackberry?
It's like a rule.
Not too bad. I was told not to put it in the freezer, though. You know, then it makes it taste like, which I don't know, I guess that does make sense. Like, temperatures change taste, obviously, but
I mean, typically with, like, a flavored, like, whiskey, I would prefer it chilled, but that wasn't bad.
Well, you said, do you like how Robitussin tastes? Like cough syrup?
I used to Robo-trip, so.
I mean, I used to Robo-trip, but I didn't like the taste.
Like, it kind of grows on you after time.
Kind of like beer and everything else booze-related, but it's like, it's not.
It's not something you just immediately love.
Here's a fucking weird thing. I don't think, maybe I made the face because I saw like, so I don't think I hated the taste of cough syrup as a kid.
Yeah.
Like, that could be a good early indicator. As a kid's like, you're like,
oh, this kid's going to be a
cough
fucking,
syrup, you're like,
this kid's going to be an alky.
Can I get
taking two shoes? Shots of fucking Robitussin like it's nothing.
Alky, Robo-tripping.
Like, that's what we were
another shot
doing.
Of that? Like, no, you had crazy dreams last night when I gave you two shots.
Dude, you know what medicine I loved as a kid? Fucking Dimetapp. It was like a cold medicine for kids, but it literally tastes like grape fucking Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I never had that.
So, like,
we just had, I did have a medicine spoon that my mom bought. I don't remember how old I was. But, like, she was I was like, yeah, I got this new spoon. She's like, yeah, it came with the medicine, whatever. She lied to me. She bought it to trick me. And when you hit the button on it, it played a song. I didn't know this. And so I take the medicine, and then she hits the button, and it's like, here comes yucky, yucky. Get well spoon. So swallow, 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 and you'll be better soon. And like, I remember the first time I was like it didn't, like, I didn't spit anything out.
It's like, caught you off guard.
I held my composure. No, my eyes. Yeah, like, my eyes came out of my head. I was like, the fuck is going on? I'm like half awake. My mom's like, you have to take this medicine if you want to feel better. I'm like, I don't want to feel better. And then I think I used to use that yucky yucky even when the battery, like, we didn't change the batteries in it no more. I was like, oh, I know that's the right amount of medicine I need to take. I'm 17 years old or something like that. Mom, where's yucky yucky
at? Where's yucky yucky at? I'm sick.
It's the only way I know how to take medicine.
Yeah, no, I probably got the lyrics a little wrong. It's been a while.
Been a minute.
Since I've heard that jam, but
jam.
You can ask my mom, Edmund, anybody, they'll tell you. They might be able to be like, no, here, because they're a little bit older.
They can recite it word for word.
He got 98% of the words right. He missed these two words.
Instead of yucky, yucky, it was ucky, yucky.
Yeah, that's what it was. Here comes yucky, yucky, the better get well spoon. So swallow, 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 and you'll feel better soon. There's a little thing at the end. Wait, show me the text. I gotta give them that. real quick, that we can get back to Child Remedies.
You well, the funniest part is I've told you multiple times that I was off today.
That's fair. But your car wasn't here, so that's why I was like, oh, maybe I misunderstood.
Do you want the time hacks?
No, I don't want anything about the time. Right. I just want to read, you know, I go, what time you out of work today? He goes, I'm not working. Just played a quick 9. I was like, oh, thank God he's playing a quick 9 of golf, not a long 9 of golf, because then he would be late. Late for a date he set up. I go, all right, you got the quick 9. Will about to head out. Then he gets home, I don't know.
An hour and a half.
Hour and a half after that. Like, about to head home. John's like, he might have went to the grocery store.
John had my back. John had my back.
And I go, yeah, the grocery store. That made John laugh. But then, to come full circle, I met him at the party pub. I go, all right, see, I was right too. John was right. I was like, oh man, we hit up the grocery store.
Yeah, I did hit up the grocery store.
I know, but did you also hit up the bar?
Well, yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, we're both right.
He goes, the bar called the grocery store.
I go, I'm going to open a bar in the grocery store and trademark. Nobody's still that. Man can be like, I'm going to the grocery store, babe. And come on, smash with some avocados or something. I don't know.
Smash.
We'll keep weird shit. Well, I'm saying we'll keep it. No, I'm not saying we'll smash. But at the grocery store. Like, would you come here to get, like, I don't know, like, here's some fruit. Stay at home. Hey, like, we should eat more fruit. Yeah. But yeah, no. I wanted to make those jokes of the quick 9.
I mean, technically, we did play it pretty quick. We were done in, like, an hour 15.
But no, that's why I asked the question. Even if you told me 1,000 times, like, I'm off Monday. We should record Monday because I got to work late Tuesday. I come home and I'm like, all right. Thought we'd record today. His car's not here. Maybe he's not off today. Maybe I got something wrong. How are you going to be late to your own appointment, motherfucker?
We didn't set a time.
Dude, we can't record. It was like, you want to record Monday instead of Tuesday? I assume that's normal time that we'd do on Tuesday.
Monday. So, like I said, in my defense, I tried to talk Will out of the fucking 9 holes.
I'm sure you twisted his arm.
I was like, man, like, I shouldn't. I still got to go by the grocery store. I got to do all this.
Grocery store, baby.
He's like,
there was a wink thrown.
He's like, I'll pay for the 9 and drive. And I'm like, God damn it. Like, all right, fuck it. Let's go.
You can't say no.
I can't.
Peer pressure, it's fine. It's right there.
I can't. And when it comes to golf, I really can't. Dan Schneider, I feel with you. But, like I said, I'm not mad about it, dude. I shot some of the best golf shots I've ever played in my life today.
I
don't care how you feel about it.
I was just like, dude. Come on. I told John, I go, do we give him till 6:30 or 7? He said 7. And you came home 37 seconds later.
Yeah, actually, it was pretty quick. Yeah. Right after that statement was made, I was like, let's give him to 7. And then
I heard
some shit going on inside.
I put in contract with John. I go, as long as I can make jokes about the quick 9, heading home soon.
Well, so
look, anybody listening, they don't know that we have a scheduled time because we never release it at a good time. That's on me to a degree as well as you guys. But, like, we create time for ourselves. I get it's not live.
But
we're alive and we're here and we're just like, should we watch a movie or a 28-minute episode or something? I don't know what timeline we're dealing with.
Or talk 37 more seconds.
Sometimes it works. I made him laugh.
That's why both of you peeked your head in when I got home.
I was like, hey!
You know, would you hear him? Yeah, goddamn it. We saw the grocery bags. I just told you. We're filling you in on what happened.
That's why you closed the door.
Yeah, I was like,
you got called it or something like that.
I was like, called it.
And then you go, well, we met at the party pub. I called it too. Yeah. I go to the grocery store, the bar. You just stop by the grocery store.
Start calling the grocery store.
I go, you optimistic.
You both know me so well.
I go, you optimistic motherfucker. He ain't going by the grocery store, dude.
Dave goes, "You optimistic son of a bitch." And I'm like, "Yep, I stay optimistic."
Couldn't look in the eye for 18 seconds. I was so sick.
God damn it, he called the grocery store.
But then when you said, "Oh, we met at Party Pub," I was like, "All right, I knew there was a party pub."
There was a what if in there.
There was something. So,
bless it. He's like, "There's wine tasting and Food Lion now." I'm like, "Oh."
Well, what is it? The Kroger? The Kroger's has a full fledged bar now.
I don't think it's full fledged. It's like.
Yeah, it's a beer.
It's always so many ounces. I think you can get wine or beer. But
Food City.
Like 3 ounces.
The newest Food City, like in that new shit they're building, like behind like Texas, the new Texas Roadhouse and everything, that Food City also has a bar.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, while you're grocery shopping, you want to stop in, have a libation or two, you know.
So the Food City is your going to bar.
Buy an airplane shooter from City Farms, put it in your Coke or coffee.
Be a man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Live a little. 157 Calderwood. Lost that address, I think it's good. I think the picture I might need you to pull up. Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. How do we feel about those guys?
I don't know. I saw like a video of, what is he now, like 65?
Mike, 58. 57,
58.
58. And Jake Paul's 27.
I saw him.
30-year age difference.
I saw a video of Mike hitting the bag. He's still pretty fucking.
It's probably the same video I saw too where like he's picking up the medicine ball, slamming it. At the end of the video, he's like, "Day three, motherfucker. You still want to see me?" Like,
but just him like hitting the bag, like that video, he still looks fucking ferocious.
Do you want me to read the caption from both pictures?
Let me see which one, because it might be a... Yeah, read this one first. Okay. Read the Mike Tyson retires in first, if you don't mind.
All right. Mike said he promises to retire Jake Paul, and responding to the fans that think he's only doing this for the money. Mike Tyson, quote, "If you think I signed the contract for money, you're fucking stupid. I'm coming to retire him early so he can join his brother in WWE. Listen, he ain't doing shit to me. You're going to see how old I am fight night. I like Jake as a person. He knows it, but I'm a different animal. I'm doing the world of boxing a favor. Enough with this nonsense. You'll see. I'm coming for his head."
I saw this other thing the other day, too. It's like, yeah, I think Jake just fucked up, like, because they did, like, their face-off.
Yeah.
And Jake, he had this fucking weird earring. It looked like a fishing lure.
Like a
lure.
Bobber.
So Tyson might take that earring, baby.
Well, I mean, that's credit to Jake Paul being like, that's a good joke.
That really is.
His ear's already pierced. Hey, put a fishing lure in there.
Yeah.
But my ear, that's one comedic point for Jake Paul.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. So I saw a different quote. I forget the boxer's name, but he was like, "This is lose-lose for boxing."
Well, it's kind of a sideshow.
He goes, "If Jake wins, he's like he's beating a 58-year-old man.
If he loses, he lost to a 58-year-old man."
But I don't know. In my opinion, I'm like, it's fucking Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
And if you, pull up that next one, because that was the thing that intrigued me the most. Because before it was supposed to be like Tyson's last fight, where it was like no knockouts, no this. Mm-hmm. Like it's,
An exhibition.
Yeah.
Last time
but
he fought.
The recent news I heard, I don't know if it's real or not.
The headline says, "Wow, Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul will not be an exhibition. Tyson and Paul are pressing to have the bout go down as officially sanctioned pro boxing match. The Texas Commission will make the final decision on this shortly. We'll keep you posted."
I think I saw that today or yesterday, no joke.
Yeah.
And I was like, I hope it's a fight.
Yeah.
I mean, any of Jake Paul's, when I found out I didn't know the first, like, all of the fights were like, "Oh, no, this, no, like, it."
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, the problem was, like, one of his first fights was Ben Askren.
He's a wrestler.
He was a UFC fighter, but yeah, he wasn't known for standing. He was known for taking you to the ground. So, like, oh, yeah, you're going to box this guy?
He's a wrestler. He don't even know how to box.
Paul's first two fights, I think, were something like that, where it was like, I'll box this guy in the ring. And
well, and then fucking Nate Robinson, a fucking retired NBA player.
Yeah.
I don't know their financial status, but I wouldn't be surprised if they're
like those. Some were, of these guys might have been like, fights. "Hey, let's like, do
two money fight, Jake. Like you win. Like we're gonna fight."
Well, right, so like,
I'm not saying Jake can't throw
McGregor.
Jake can whoop my ass. Or
Conor McGregor, yes, Floyd Jake, Mayweather. Jake. Like that fight was just pure money. It was, that's all that fight was about, was both of them are going to make fucking 50 million off this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's what they did it for. And that's why, like, I had, like, because I hate Floyd Mayweather, I, like, obviously knew he was probably going to win, but it's like, hey, McGregor has the puncher's chance. And he did catch him a couple times early, but then after, like, the first three rounds, fucking Mayweather's like, nah, bro, you're in my fucking world. I'm just going to show you how this shit's done. Ended up getting the fucking TKO. But...
Well, McGregor,
that fight was just all money.
Well, even McGregor made over $100 million.
Yeah.
That one night.
Oh yeah, I said 50 mil, but I don't know, the split purse it was something stupid. Tyson,
he made over 100.
Yeah,
the Tyson Paul thing. I mean, I don't know what money they're talking. I know it'll be.
Well, I think for this point, their like
first boxing live event on Netflix.
Like in Tyson's career. He's never really been about the money. Like he just likes to fight. And that's why, like, I was kind of excited about it. Like, when they announced it, I'm like, yeah, he may be fucking 58, but...
Well, that's why I like the new
He's gonna try to take his fucking head off. That's just Mike Tyson. Right,
So I saw the... We read the second one, right?
Or yeah.
Not? Yeah. So the first one, he was like, I'm not doing this. Like, I want to retire the guy. Like, I'm doing this for boxing. And then I saw the other quote where it's like, it's a lose-lose situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, if a boxer at 58... is beating a
27-year-old,
dare I say, up-and-comer
boxer.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, hey, y'all don't like consider him a boxer?
You can't deny Jake.
Wait, now I'm thinking of that other saying out loud.
So when he finally fought an actual boxer, he fought fucking Tyson Fury's little brother. I forget his first name.
Yeah, he got beat.
Yeah, he got beat in a point.
Who's this?
So Tyson Fury's like the heavyweight champ, like the best boxer in the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
His little brother boxed Jake Paul.
Okay.
And beat him. Like, that's Jake Paul's only loss. But, I mean, granted, he beat him in points. But, yeah, like, Jake Paul showed he can hold his own.
Right.
And
as much as I've seen Tyson's training videos, I've seen Jake Paul. And people were trying to do a thing where they're releasing, this is Jake Paul at 20, and he's doing like the, hey, I just
the Disney
you.
Shit.
Like, yeah, he's doing like a teeny pop song. It's like this is Tyson at 20. It's like, well, Tyson also grew up poor, so like him at 20.
He needed
this
one.
Is probably when they were both the spoiled brats they were. They're both equal at the time. Like, you shouldn't have what you have. But you do.
But Tyson.
Because of what you do. And,
but, I mean, at this point, like, Tyson, he's independently wealthy. Like, his ranch.
Oh, yeah, I don't think he's doing it for the check.
Like, no. Like, he makes so much
he
money.
He wants to show motherfuckers.
He's got, like, a THC line podcast, I'm sure.
He's got a fucking 100-acre ranch. All they grow is weed.
Yeah. He's going to come out with some grills. Like, I'm kidding.
But... But, I mean, he doesn't need the money, though.
No.
I believe him when he says, like, yeah, I'm going to come in here and I'm going
to... I hope Mike don't hold back. I'm looking forward to it. I'm interested in it. They've done their part. Because I think the chitter-chatter, like, happens in the boxing, wrestling, UFC community, you know?
Oh, you get more shit-talking in fucking boxing than you do.
A year or so ago, it was like, oh, Tyson and fucking Logan Paul...
I think Mike Tyson's did this because like boxing's becoming a dying sport. Like people don't follow it as much. Like with the rise of UFC and like MMA and everything, like people don't get behind boxing as much as they used to.
Oh, way better sport.
I agree. My opinion. No, I'm 1,000% with you there. Like because you're literally toe to toe. Who can throw the better hands? Who can dodge? Who can duck? Who can,
You know the only time I watch boxing now is if one of the UFC guys that I like is involved. Like the last one I watched was Nate Diaz.
You need to watch fucking Vasily Lomachenko, dude. Like, that motherfucker makes it interesting. Like, they call him the Matrix. Because you can't hit him, but he's going to fucking hit you 100 times.
I don't know. I just think MMA is way more exciting.
It's becoming the superior combat sport. It really is.
So who you got in Tyson v. Paul?
I got
I'm going Tyson.
I'm going Tyson.
I can't not go Tyson.
Because, yeah. I mean, again, I've watched recent videos of him, and he is still fucking ferocious fast.
Even 5 years ago when he wasn't going to be fighting anybody, he was doing training.
Did y'all watch the fucking Roy Jones like exhibition they did?
Mm-mm.
Like, it was kind of boring, but it was like both of them didn't want to fucking get hurt. It was kind of like that, you know? Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that fight fight literally happened 15 years too late.
I'm trying to think where I was. I remember that fight, and I remember everyone talking shit like, there's no knockouts. It's like...
These guys are in their 50s.
These are buddies, like...
Sparring.
Sparring.
This was an actual exhibition.
Yeah.
You know, they might have fucking donated the purses to charity.
There was no winner. Yeah. There was no winner.
Yeah.
They didn't score the fight.
They were like, dude, this is a respect thing.
Yeah.
No.
Well, it was a fight people wanted to see a long time ago never unfolded.
They'd be like me and you going on pay-per-view and sparring with each other, you know, because we're...
I'm like, why didn't you guys kill each other?
But, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, they're buddies.
Get all A's next semester if you guys commit suicide.
Hey, we're still getting a big payday, but we're not going to fuck each other up, you know, sort of thing, you know, that sort of thing.
I'll get all A's if you guys kill it yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely down. Definitely down to watch the fight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It'll be good. I think it'll be...
Yeah.
I hope it's not dog shit.
I hope it's not either. What'd you say it was, like, July?
I think it's like July
20th
or something like that.
July.
Honestly, I'm surprised they're not doing that like 4th of July weekend.
Nah, that's Catherine Rose's birthday. They're not going to do something.
No one's going to.
They took that into account. Catherine Rose West.
Well, we also got UFC 300 coming up too.
Yeah. I don't know how interested I am in that though. Like, well, I looked at the fight card.
Dana White said, like, I mean, like, even the fucking like prelims are going to be like top fucking tier fights.
Yeah. I don't know. Can't replace UFC 100 ever. 200 almost did it, but I don't think 300.
Yeah.
I don't know. UFC, give or take.
I am glad my boy Dustin Poirier fucking finally got back in the win column.
Yeah, he starched homeboy the other night.
Yeah, he did. he fucking did, dude. I love Dustin Poirier, man. Like, like, he's a fighter. Like, he's literally like one of the last of the dying breeds of like, I'm here to fight. Like, fuck your points, fuck your bullshit. Like,
that's how it should be.
I'm here to hurt you, hurt me.
Well, you know how UFC, and WWE like join forces, under the same banner.
So it's all fake now.
So they but they did have a UFC fighter come out in the crowd. His name's Michael
Chandler. Called out McGregor.
Called out Conor McGregor. So they're actually starting to do like some cross promotion.
You think McGregor's gonna do WWE?
No,
I don't think so.
No, he'll get worked by Michael Chandler though.
Yeah, they'd probably get fucked up if he fights him.
Yeah,
I think he could be the nose.
Well, dude, Dustin Poirier the last two times showed like his kryptonite. Like, if you're somebody that can stand in front of him and take his shit and dish it back, dude, he's got a glass chin. Like, he really does.
Yeah, he beat him twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking, so McGregor knocked out Poirier their first fight when they were at featherweight. Yeah, UFC.
Real shit.
McGregor knocked out Poirier the first time when they were in featherweights. Mm-hmm. They fought again like 4 years later, and Poirier literally told him what he was going to do to him.
Were they in gray featherweights?
Well, they had lightweights. They jumped up 10 pounds.
No, I thought they just got older.
But, yeah, dude, like, Poirier fucking literally walked him down and was like, hit me all day. If you can't knock me out, you can't take the punches I'm giving back. And he fucking proved it. And then the third time, McGregor decided to be a dick again, start talking shit, snapped his fucking leg trying to fucking...
I remember that.
Trying to kick fucking Poirier. Poirier checked it, fucking folded his leg in half. It was like, he deserved that. Like, I don't like Conor McGregor. I'm sorry, like...
You're after my lucky charms.
That guy is a fucking piece of shit.
Smacking old guys in the
bar. I like him like I liked Trump before he was president. Like, this guy's funny. This guy's wild. I support everything he does.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not trying to meet the fella.
Yeah.
I'm not being like, no, he's the best fighter of all time. But I'm like, this guy's pretty hilarious.
Conor McGregor's rise was great. Like,
he's pretty hilarious.
Well, he was a badass. Like, he backed up the shit he talked. Well, then when he got too big for his fucking britches and started making the fucking millions of dollars, he got soft.
Yeah, Ronda Rousey did that too.
Oh, yeah, dude. She was the worst. Well, so I won't even put all that on her, dude. Her fucking coach, I forget his fucking name. You know what I'm talking about. He was the Arabic dude.
Yeah, yeah.
He told her she could stand with Holly Holmes, and that was the dumbest fucking decision anybody's ever told her, because Ronda is a
manager,
fucking top tier wrestler, judo fighter, submission fighter, going against a fucking elite kickboxer, and her coach told her that she could stand with her.
Why are you coaching?
I don't know.
He's never given a try, I guess.
Man, I don't know any girls that fight.
But no, like,
my girls are friends.
But that's the dude that lost her that fight.
But anywho, long story short, Holly Holm, a world champion kickboxer,
top tier, world class kickboxer.
Ronda Rousey goes in. Ronda Rousey goes in to shoot, head kick, knockout. Okay. And then that ended her.
If you would have put a hundred,
she went to WWE. I'm the champion again. Like. They wrote this for you.
You want to hear how big of an underdog Holly Holm was? If you would have put $100 on that fight, you would have walked out with $100,000.
Why are you coaching me with shit like this? What are you doing, Tommy? You got all this goddamn knowledge. Well, this was also, what,
15 years ago?
You got all this knowledge, but you knew this back then. You're not sharing it with us, and that upsets me.
Well, not every fight is that style. Like, that was one of those, like, if I had it back then, I would have put that $100 on Holly Holm.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was on fire, and she literally, it was the kick heard around the world. She fucking flattened her with that goddamn head kick. Yes, please. But yeah, no, like, that was all fucking just poor coaching on her part. Same with the Nunes fight, because Nunes dogged her worse than fucking Holm did.
Nunes.
Holm toyed with her and then knocked her out. Nunes just fucking mauled her. Like, literally just fucking ran into her and started throwing.
It was like
I think it was a setup.
It was like a 70-second just
ass whoop. Literally, Nunes just stepped in front of her and started throwing. And Ronda could not do anything about it.
Like, I think it was a setup. Like, it was
like 70 seconds.
You got this game. You can pay
$60 million. Well, dude, and Nunes is a bad fucking bitch, dude. When she knocked out Cyborg, like, I got so fucking fired up for that. Like, she literally fought Cyborg at her game. Like, all right, we're just going to stand and trade. Guess what? I can throw just as hard, bitch.
And Cyborg looks like a man.
It is a man. Like, you can't tell me that's not a man.
But Dave, Cyborg is... looks just like a man.
Nunes stepped to her like Nunes nobody had ever stepped to her and knocked her the fuck out.
Whoa, that's so crazy.
Oh, no, it really, like, it was one of the biggest upsets in UFC history.
Whoa. That's so crazy.
He don't follow
up. He's like Keanu Reeves.
Wait, no, I'm so serious. Look at my face. Whoa.
Wow.
That's so crazy.
Wow.
Girl, stop.
All right, so what we got now?
Travis Kelce, touchdown in Sydney this morning.
I've always loved her, but now I consider myself a diehard Swiftie.
Travis Kelce is the luckiest man on earth. He gets to hit that every night. She's a billionaire. Taylor Swift ain't no two nickel fuck.
To be tourists.
Travis Kelce is hitting it like this every night, then that ball.
She ain't no
two-nickel
fuck.
So got me. By the positions.
So, in the video, during his second part,
it's Kelce touchdown.
He's like bent on all fours, like, Travis Kelce's hitting it like this.
Travis Kelce is the luckiest man on earth. He gets to hit that every night. She's a billionaire. Taylor Swift ain't no two nickel fuck.
Taylor and Travis.
Ain't no two nickel fuck,
bro. I don't know this real because
I'm going to start using that.
Like this every night, then that ball boy's lucky.
For anyone who's
yeah, so that ball boy's lucky.
That was wild.
So I don't know if that's. I don't think it's real. Although it was recorded off somebody's TV, like they were acting like, hey, which I don't know.
She ain't no two nickel fuck.
I'm going to start using that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Hey, this girl ain't no two nickel fuck. You take it seriously.
This ain't the Wild Wild West. This ain't no fucking Vegas hooker, bruh. Uh-uh.
The accent of the news anchor, I was like, is this Australia? But that guy does not sound Australian.
Nah, he sounded Midwestern.
Everyone else in the, Midwestern, maybe a little Southern, I don't know.
Yeah. It's from like Missouri.
Sound like some good
fun. You know, like that state that's like mixed between fucking Southern and Midwestern. Yeah. Yeah. That state nobody gives a fuck about.
Missouri. We don't care about Missouri.
Thought that shit was funny as hell. That was probably a fake video.
That was great.
It just fucking cracked me out.
You know, two noodle fuck.
It got a big laugh out of me.
Dude, that line, that's going to stick with me forever.
Yep.
She ain't no two niggle fuck.
Grandpa, go to bed.
Well, it was a phrase. Like, it's been a phrase for the past like 40 years.
I've never heard that, but
we're just now hearing it from an old head. You know?
Good new phrase every day. This is like, all right. Oh, two niggle fuck. She ain't no two niggle fuck.
So what's old Joaquin Phoenix up to?
I don't know if you guys want to talk about that or the Cheddar's complaint.
I don't care. Either way.
I think he wanted to hear... I think I
see... I'm the only one here. This Cheddar's complaint.
Yeah, I think he's all in on that one.
Oh, so I'm fucking, one of you guys is
fun, I'm fucking so. For it.
Mm-hmm.
Someone wrote a long testimony.
Maybe that's the one.
Mind you, it's a night shift thing.
Maybe that's
the Marvel one. Speaks out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the one that was unavailable to me.
All right.
No, that was... No, a different one was unavailable to you. It was a myths verse.
So, I'm going to apologize for my reading skills, because this is a lot.
Yeah, and there's not a lot of punctuation.
Yeah, so like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I can't like give you like a stopping point to...
You can popcorn it. Oh, wait. Do you want us to not do this?
No, we can. Yeah, absolutely. I told the motherfucker... like 6 months ago, it's going to happen. It happened.
And when you and I first talked about it, it was pretty funny. We shared some jokes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, all right.
Go ahead, Tom.
You ready?
Come on, Linda.
Yeah. All right.
Listen here, Linda.
I've never been one to want to come on here and complain about a place. But it's finally happening. I want to start off saying I've worked with public... fast food, retail, etc. But never worked at a restaurant as a server or cook. So I try to go to these places and keep that mindset that I don't know how hard it can be to deal with these types of customers or in that environment. So I do try to keep my complaints to a minimum. Anyways, to my point, my family and I went to Cheddar's here in Alcoa/Maryville last
night.
Shout out!
Woo!
And I was absolutely appalled at how filthy the restaurant was. Ooh. I cannot believe they were serving people, and the place being as big of a mess as it was.
This is a big run-on sentence. Tommy knows how to read.
Yeah.
This is a...
Yeah, no, his grammar is
we're reading a post here.
Oh, her.
Mm-hmm. I cross out, don't say the name, but like...
Yeah, I'm not going to say the name, but it's a her.
I just wanted to let that be known that it's...
I'm talking multiple tables that hadn't been cleared. Two across from us were full of dirty dishes when we got there and stayed that way the entire time.
Mm.
Food all over the floor under them. Mm. The women's bathroom was horrendous.
Say what? Say what?
No exclamation point, by the way. Just a period.
Preach.
I walked in and right back out. It shouldn't have been... It shouldn't have even been open to the public. My daughter needed to use the restroom. I would not take her. I would have rather her used a porta potty over that. We could see the kitchen from our table. There was meatloaf and shrimp all over the floor.
Jealous.
To the point that we were making jokes about counting the shrimp. So when we got ours, we knew. I got fucked up.
It didn't come from the floor.
Yeah. Our server was actually great. I didn't catch his name, but I honestly felt bad for the guy and wanted to tell him he deserves to work somewhere better. The food was okay. I really couldn't enjoy it either way because of how dirty it was. I do not know who runs this place, but they aren't doing a very good job of it. It was so bad that I will not be back to this location.
Damn. You done lost a customer, Chethead.
I apologize for my fuck-ups in the readings, but god damn, that motherfucker don't know how to put a sentence together.
Yeah,
I
know.
That was a post, not a sentence. People fucking forget. I get made fun of for, like, periods and shit. It's like, dude, it's a sentence.
It's like, yeah. How many run-on sentences are you going to have in one paragraph?
I'll tell you how many I'll have in one paragraph.
If you can't even... It's like a fucking promo. Cutting a promo with somebody.
Well, let me tell you something. Chatter's out cold.
Like, this isn't a...
It's fucking all over the time to heal. Let me tell you something, brother.
Let me talk to you.
This isn't a filibuster, all right? Like, you don't run out the clock till the votes don't count anymore. Like, no, I have to say this about this restaurant. I don't normally say things about restaurants, but this time I'll say something about restaurants and... This restaurant was not good, comma.
Like, oh my god! I'm not done yet.
That was so long.
The chatter's in Alcoa. Oh my god, it was so gross.
That might be one of the worst complaint fucking reviews I've ever seen. It's like you couldn't even tell us why. Like you were just rambling.
So one of the worst complaints I heard about that place was. There was people in there skateboarding.
You know? I wonder who did that.
The worst complaint I heard about that place, it was me.
I was involved in that situation.
And I wasn't that bad.
I don't think we had the Maryville speaks out. I was like,
hey, can someone find me that footage? I know somebody's got the same on their phone. Like,
you start
these
posting
assholes.
That.
Me and my boy Tristan wrote a penny board. If you don't know what that is, it's a skateboard, but smaller. We rode that into Cheddar's, got caught up on the rocks in the entrance, head first into the wall. We're fine.
We came out unscathed.
Well, somebody got bad service that afternoon, or that evening, rather.
Well, did not appreciate the
Dustin
skateboards.
Dustin was manager.
Yeah.
He's like, this is not my fault. We're like, this is all your fault. This is what happens at night.
This is entirely your fault.
Why don't you work past 4?
It was almost like they were Stone Cold Steve Austin and Dustin was Vince McMahon. Like, they every week it was something different. Like, it was, get on top of the waterfall, let's skateboard.
As much as I want to hate this analogy, he's not wrong.
Let's
we were like, why are you so mad? Have some fun.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
Brought in cereal boxes. Set the bar with cereal boxes.
We brought in a box of cereal and our own milk in bowls and ordered mimosas. And we were asked to leave.
It was great. But
I don't see the big deal. We're ordering mimosas. I mean,
they're money. They're purchasing customers, you know.
And we tipped very well. It was like, you like, parents bring McDonald's for their kids all the time.
No.
We want to eat cereals and drink mimosas.
I want some Cap'n Crunch and a mimosa, dude.
Oops All Berries.
Or Oops All Berries.
I swear to God, we did the most childish cereal you could think of.
See me and John in there with a goddamn fruit and yogurt.
Yeah,
goddamn
Special
K, baby.
It's like, fuck you, Dustin.
You might get a promotion.
Not only are we eating good, But we eating healthy.
Yeah.
It's good and it's good for you.
Hey, the only thing.
I'm talking solid poo.
I'm like, ugh. I'm going with honey.
All the fiber.
I'm going with honey. We literally, it was oops, I'll berry. That's what we, that's the cereal we went with. That's what I do. We're going to Cheddar's to eat some cereal.
The only thing with that bit I didn't like, they should have made them pour the milk. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
we didn't want to come with any heat. We're like, we want mimosas.
Yeah.
I know Cheddar says milk, but I wasn't really, hey, can I borrow a bowl of milk? That's how the bit had to go.
Yeah. Was, you had to bring your own milk.
We're not asking anything crazy of you. We're asking for two mimosas. Maybe a couple peach bellinis.
We're just trying to have some drinks and eat our cereal. We eat
cereal.
But I brought some cereal.
We brought the cereal. It's fine. We're not selling it to customers. We're not stepping on your business. Like, no, we came there to eat cereal, drink mimosas. And they're like, you can't do that.
Apparently.
There's no fucking sign for it. And honestly, we're not doing anything crazier than that.
And I mean,
table 106 did last night.
You're not wrong. Like, you know, parents bring their fucking kids fucking Pop-Tarts and like all this shit. Like
Pop-Tarts, Happy Meals.
Yeah.
Like, literally shit you get from other restaurants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Ruth's Chris is a restaurant and McDonald's is also a restaurant. I get, you're like, all right, it's a big divide of, I was like, no. You don't take your kids to Ruth's Chris.
No, you don't.
With some McDonald's. You take them to Olive Garden and Cheddar's and B-Dubs, and you're like, all that.
Well, you typically don't take your kids to Ruth's Chris to begin with. Unless you're like a fucking...
Got a fancy palate.
One of my favorite things ever is the...
Taking kids to Ruth's Chris?
Well, no, the Asian buffet next to work.
Taking kids to the Asian buffet?
They have fucking freezer pizza and fucking like chicken nuggets on the buffet for like the picky fucking...
Is that what you were?
No.
Don't lie to me.
Oh, I'll dive into the pizza. I'll grab a couple slices just because, but I'm also getting some chow mein and shit, you know?
But I mean, I see where he's coming from. So, the first time, we always had this Mexican restaurant in Portland. It was called El Azteca. First time I go in, never had Mexican food before. It's like, I want a burger. Shittiest burger I ever had in my entire life. It's on the menu.
Okay.
But I mean, I'm like 10 years old, right? Never had Mexican food.
All
right.
Like, you don't know what all these other fucking things mean. Exactly. Like, I see burger, I know that.
Yeah. Like, at that point, all I had was Taco Bell.
These details make sense. I'm thinking you're like 20.
No, I'm like
10. I go to this Mexican place, y'all got burger. Are you American or what? We're Mexican.
As I'm taking a bite of chips and salsa.
Queso.
You know.
It's not cheese no more. All right, no, that's my fault. I jumped to the conclusion.
But that was the worst fucking burger I've ever had in my entire life. Yeah, at 10 years old, I remember it.
They don't specialize in burgers.
Or chicken tendies or none of that.
Really, the tenders are bad?
It's going to be gross.
You got fucking deep fryers back there.
Well, yep, we always went for Sunday lunch somewhere, you know. So that particular Sunday, I was 10 years old and my sister was 8. I'll have the burger at the Mexican place. She'll have the chicken tendies, you know.
You ordered for your sister?
No. I mean, you know, just to give me an idea.
I'll have this. Your dad's like, yes.
My dad will have
things are going well.
My dad will have number 3. With the white sauce, the red.
The number 3 is for Tuesdays.
I just order for the whole
family. Do you not listen to me?
At 10 years old, I just order for the whole family.
What's going to do? Sam West is... he's a man. He's a piece to work with. John! Number 3 is for Tuesdays.
He don't talk that fast. Come on.
Not on record. I ain't got one voicemail with him talking that fast, but I bet you behind the scenes he's like, all right, come on guys, let's get this shit underway. Like, he's
He's a man.
Your dad's a thespian.
That's not a thespian, but he's a man.
Yeah, he's talking, he's talking British to somebody right now. We don't even know about it. And I feel cheated.
It's like you want to be there
call,
for that.
No, call Sam.
That's fucking no, bullshit. I'm not doing
that. Sam, can I get your best British voice? Can we get that?
Not tonight, but one day. All right.